Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We have Vic Boughton here from People Magazine. I believe you've been on before.
I have I?
Yes, you. I believe you have. We've had so many people from People here, and none of them can explain why I'm not in the sexiest people issue.
Well, have we seen you?
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, they've said, yes, we'll consider you. But no, never.
I never get in the interview.
People are exploding all over the country. The 9 million people who listen to this show are very upset. Well, a few of them are anyway.
Okay.
Many of them can understand fully well why I'm not in there. Anyway, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
And it's always fun to see when these things come out, and everybody always has a controversial selection. Like, you know, for instance, Ben Affleck's not in this year, one of our own homeboys here.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt Damon, too, right?
Nope, he's not in it.
Yeah, so, you know, but you got some of the usuals in there. That's the problem, I think. There's a lot of people that are in there every year.
Well, there are, but, you know, you might expect Nicole Kidman. No, she's not in there. She's just had a great, great hit with The Interpreter. But, you know, otherwise it was kind of a quiet year for her, so we decided to give old Nick a rest.
I don't think she's that hot looking anyway, so.
Oh, she is gorgeous if you see her in person. The woman really does have a glow.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the reason we chose Julia this year as our cover girl.
Yeah, that's a good question. Excuse me, why did you choose Julia for your cover this year?
Because she is so gorgeous these days. I mean, she's always been really pretty. It's her third time as the cover girl, but she is amazing. She's gotten what she wanted, which was the kids. She's wanted children for a long time, and she got two of them 5 months ago, and she's, you know, she doesn't really wear makeup very often. She's not somebody who likes to get glam unless she's doing press or going to an event. And so when she's out and about, you know, she's pretty natural, and you can just see how gorgeous and happy she is. I mean, she's just amazingly pretty.
How ironic was it, though, that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie named the most beautiful man and woman on the People online poll.
Yeah, our readers.
And then they're together.
I know. Well, we think our readers are psychic. They figured something out. But they are, you know, gorgeous. They, each of them beat out a number of competitors.
Including Jennifer Aniston. She got beat out by Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, but she was, I mean, Halle Berry was beat out too. So, you know, it's the women, it was, there were pretty high stakes there.
Mm.
And Jennifer's in it, and so is Halle. Absolutely, because, you know, they're really gorgeous, and they've been out and about, and if you're going to do the 50 most beautiful people, you have to have them there.
And it's nice to see people like Anne Margaret in there, who's not a young spring chicken anymore.
She's not a spring chicken, but we did it because we thought it would be fun. Everyone's been talking pretty much since the moment Lindsay Lohan arrived on the scene about how much they look alike. And, you know, you start to think, well, they're both redheads. It's an, you know, it's an obvious comparison. But when we got them together for the first time, it was, our jaws dropped. I mean, they really do have the same facial features. I mean, anyone can, you know,
they
have
do.
Red
yeah.
hair.
Yeah, they look like they're related.
Oh, they do. It's uncanny. And,
yeah.
And it was a wonderful shoot. I mean, they were so, they had so much fun together, and they were both very, you know, flattered to be compared to each other. And, we were really pleased with the way that one turned out.
We're talking with Vic about People's 50 Most Beautiful People special issues out in the newsstands. And one of the things, it's great that you got Tim Green in there from A Current Affair, because Tim's coming on next week, and I have plenty of harassment for him now. So.
Oh, good. Okay. He's an accomplished man, isn't he?
He certainly is. He's accomplished in many fields, from sports to broadcasting to, he's a writer. He's got a book out as well.
Best-selling author.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, with his NFL career. Amazing there, too. No, he's a fairly nice guy. Could not be sweeter. And really, he's really cute.
How many of the Desperate Housewives actually made it? I see Eva Longoria here, and also her gardener there,
her
Jesse Metcalf.
Yes.
But are there any other Desperate Housewives
on
the list?
No, we thought it would be fun to focus on one, and it was sort of fun to include. I mean, we don't have them together because they are beauties in their own right. We have, you know, Jesse Metcalf, who's John the Gardener. But Eva Longoria was a great pick. She was loads of fun. She was she's very modest about her beauty. One of the things I love is that, you know, so many women in Hollywood talk about how they love to work out because, you know, it's just so good for them and it gives them such a glow and doing something healthy for their body. And she's so honest. She said, I hate every minute of it, and I'm on the treadmill for 2 minutes and I just can't wait to get off. And every morning I pray that my trainer won't show up, and he does, which I thought was a very refreshing take on, you know, what goes into being a beauty. But, no, she's gorgeous. just and gorgeous.
Looking at some of the folks in there that are in there, I really have no qualms about any of the people in here. They're all beautiful people. But I have one. Every issue, there's always one that I think shouldn't be in there for various reasons.
Okay.
And this week, this time, you have someone in there who was a victim. A sexual assault victim, a kidnapping victim, and she's in the 50 most beautiful people, and I just don't think that's right.
Yeah, you know what? We felt that it's really a story of somebody just triumphing over something that's happened to her that was really, really horrifying. And it's sort of a celebration on our part of what she has accomplished, what she's become, what she's hoping to become. You know, we certainly were very careful in approaching the family, and it was really, we talked strictly about her beauty, but she is, the thing that I really do want to stress here is that she is a knockout. She is just so lovely and was so, you know, was so flattered to be asked, but it's also, yes, there is certainly you can't look at her and not sort of think about the ordeal, but she's so gotten on with her life. She's done it beautifully. She's a very gifted young harpist. She's hoping to go to Juilliard. She, you know, if that doesn't happen, then she'd like to go to Brigham Young. She's just really come through this with flying colors, and we just sort of wanted to give her props for that. So that would explain that inclusion.
I think it's nice that, you know, that you're doing that, but on the other hand, it makes her even more of a target because now you're getting more publicity.
Yeah, but she's in her own quiet way, she's done stuff to sort of, you know, prevent this happening to other kids. She's mindful of this, you know, horrible episode in her past, and she's, you know, helped with fingerprinting kids, you know, at safety fairs and things like that. I mean, I certainly think, you know, many days go by when she doesn't.
Hello? 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 Wow.
Ephraim. Yelen sha'ashu'im kimidei daberibo zachor ezkerenu od al kein hamume.